friends, welcome to the Modern Mamas Podcast. We're two modern mamas with a goal to inspire empowerment, self-love, deep physical and spiritual nourishment, holistic health, and joy, no matter your journey, gender, or perspective. I'm Laura of Radical Roots. I'm a certified CrossFit trainer, certified nutrition consultant, and mama to Evie Wilder.
And I'm Jess of Hold the Space Wellness. I am a level one CrossFit trainer, a licensed and certified athletic trainer with a master's in kinesiology, and mama to Bear and Camille. Please note that while we're here to provide advice and insights, we aren't medical practitioners and always recommend that you check with a trusted provider before implementing any changes. Thanks for joining us. We are so happy you're here.
Hi guys, Laura here for another awesome episode of the Modern Mamas Podcast. We have a very, very special guest on the episode today, who not only is an entrepreneur and a well-educated, whole real food focused practitioner getting with a master's degree and all the things, and but perhaps most importantly, she's also a mama, and we are so excited to have her on to talk all about Paleo Valley. And as you guys know, Paleo Valley is our first podcast sponsor, and we are so thrilled. As you know, the Organ Complex has been a part of my prenatal journey, my postpartum recovery, and now my baby's first foods journey with Evie as well. And so along with their vitamin C and their greens powder and all the things, they have so many amazing products, and we are so grateful to have them on as a sponsor because we have been so selective. We've had other companies reach out, we've talked to other companies, and it's Paleo Valley that we really wanted. So we waited it out and we are now working with them, and we are so thrilled. And stay tuned. At the end of this episode, we are going to launch for you guys a really fun giveaway. So tune in, enjoy, and without further ado, I am going to introduce Autumn. So Autumn Fladmo-Smith has been a health enthusiast her entire life. She began her academic career with a bachelor's degree in psychology and a minor in dance from the University of Montana. Upon graduation, Autumn danced professionally while becoming a certified yoga instructor. Hoping to combine her love of dance with her passion for health, Autumn became a celebrity fitness trainer with Tracy Anderson, most notably completing a world tour with Jennifer Lopez, which we are definitely going to dive into. While working as a fitness trainer, Autumn could see that exercise alone was not enough for many of her clients to achieve the radiant health they work so hard to achieve. Meanwhile, irritable bowel syndrome and anxiety continued to plague her personal health starting in adolescence. These frustrations further ignited her passion and interest in the study of holistic nutrition. Through self-guided research, she and her husband, Chaz, who I just got to meet briefly, sounds like he's a really awesome guy, healed her IBS with the paleo diet. She then studied with the Institute for the Psychology of Eating to become a certified eating psychology coach at Hawthorne University, where she obtained a master's in holistic nutrition. In 2013, she founded Paleo Valley and her husband and brother-in-law. Paleo Valley's mission is to disseminate excellent nutrition information, organic food products with 100 million people worldwide. Autumn's commitment to health reached new heights last year following the birth of their son, Maverick, who I'm sure we'll chat about. And she is currently enrolled in the Functional Diagnostic Nutrition Program. So basically, you've done everything.
No, I mean, it sounds like it in all condensed form, but definitely there's a few other things I need to do. But yeah. I've been all over the board.
I love it. We're always a work in progress. And I think it's so cool that you have so many life experiences, and you've clearly probably worked with so many different types of people with different goals and different backgrounds. And I think that's incredibly awesome because it allows you to bring so much to the table and all of it. So I want to dive in deeper, but first, Autumn, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for coming on. We're so excited to have you.
Oh my gosh, I couldn't be more excited. And I'm so honored to hear that you think we're doing the right things. And we put so much love in thought, and we're just meticulous about the creation of our products. So it's just really, really nice to hear that you recognize that and you support that. So yeah, it's an honor to be here.
Thank you so much. And you know, it's been such a pleasure working with the, you know, my contact Greg, and just every time I reach out to you guys or there's email communication, you guys ask how my baby is and how life is. You know who I am. It's very personal. And I just feel so strongly about supporting a company with such an incredible, I don't know, you guys are just doing things right, and you're growing at a pace that is manageable and that doesn't make you lose that personal touch and that personal connection and attention to quality. And I am thrilled. So thank you for your time. You clearly have a lot on your plate, and you are here giving me an hour of your day. So I'm really grateful.
Yeah, like I said, it is my pleasure. And of course, we care about your baby and everything you're doing, because we're all about supporting everyone. And like you said, one of our main goals with our company was to never lose the lifestyle, and to never be forced to reduce the quality. And so, yeah, we're absolutely committed to both those things. And I'm glad that you noticed.
I love it. Okay, well, let's start. Before we dive into the real goods here, we like to ask kind of just a little lighter question. What is your, I mean, you clearly have a lot going on, but I feel like most everyone has some sort of hobby outside of work things. So what right now is something that you're into? Like what, a favorite hobby?
Oh my gosh. Like you said, yeah, I've got a ton going on, but I really, really have to work to balance my playtime. And lately we just moved to Colorado after being in Southern California for about 11 years. And so we are just amazed with all these little small mountain towns. And so it seems like every weekend we just pick one, like we just got back from Vail and we just go there and we get an Airbnb and we just explore and connect with nature and just kind of see what the locals are up to. So that's my current hobby. And we did Breckenridge and Vail and Nederland, and we're going for all of them.
Oh my God, I love it. I was just there actually, in Denver last week with Evie. As of Saturday, she has been on 14 planes. And how old is Maverick?
Maverick is almost 3.
Oh my gosh. I can't wait to dive in deeper into your motherhood journey. But it's so funny because you're taking all these trips, and we've had people actually tell us, like, when we're on a plane or when we've been hiking, oh, she's so sweet, she's so small, she's never going to remember this. And I'm like, first off, why say that? Second off, every time we go somewhere new and see a new place, it's impacting her in some way. And so I think it's so cool that your hobby is, as a family, going and traveling places and giving him and you guys that experience and that experience together as a family. That's so awesome.
It's amazing. And I can tell it's impacting him, and he's learning so many things. And the grandparents come and they're like, how does he know this? And it's like, because he's been out there.
Yeah, he's lived it. Oh. Yeah. So where do you like? So I've been to Breckenridge and Nederland. I loved both. Where do you guys live?
We live in Boulder.
Boulder. Okay. Do you have a preference? Did you like? Well, I think that we will, if that offer stands. We are nomadic by nature. My husband and I love to visit people and to see new places and to be traveling. And so, we would love that. Boulder, I've been one time, I think, and I fell in love. I would love to spend more time there.
Oh, it's so special. Yeah, we moved here because my sister agreed to move here, and we want to raise our children together. And I came from Montana, so this feels like home. And it was a bit of a curveball for my husband, who's a Floridian. And the weather, we thought it was going to be an issue, but it's perfection. I woke up one day, and it was a winter wonderland. And then in the afternoon, it was 70 degrees. So I don't know. I can't say enough good things. The people, yeah, come visit more often.
Okay, we will. Yeah, we were just in Denver. Evie and I, we flew into snow, full snow, sticking. The next day, like you said, it was in the 70s. We were outside in tank tops and shorts walking around the river. And it was, and have you eaten at, I guess this is in Denver, but have you eaten it? I think it's called Just Be Kitchen. Have
no.
you eaten there yet? It's like a paleo restaurant that just opened in Denver. That's so delicious. Anyways, I'll come out there. We'll do all the things. We'll let our little ones play. It's going to be a blast.
Excited. Yeah.
I can't wait. Okay, cool. So let's start off, I guess, with a little bit about your story. So how did you find your passion? We touched on it in the bio. You were a dancer and a trainer. And so you clearly went through some health stuff yourself. So I guess dive a little bit deeper into that. What led you to where you are now?
Yeah, it's a really interesting thing. I never thought I would be here making food products and, you know, being a holistic nutritionist, but it changed my life. And like I said like you mentioned in the bio, as a teen, I started suffering from some digestive issues. I looked like pregnant after meals, and I'd wake up in pain in the middle of the night. And we went to countless doctors and experts. My parents, they did everything they possibly could, antidepressants, psychologists, I mean, whatever, and exhausted our resources. And there was basically, they said I had IBS, which is a wastebasket diagnosis that they can't do anything for. Essentially, it's like, we have no idea what's going on. So you can try some Gas-X. And eventually that just failed. And I started to think, and my mental health started to deteriorate. And so I kind of just realized or thought this was how my life was going to be. I was just going to manage for the rest of my life rather than, you know, feel great like I used to when I was little. And so I kind of got into substances and, you know, smoking and drinking. I had anxiety. I just kind of flew off the rails, and I actually didn't even live in my parents' house when I graduated high school. It was kind of a mess. And so I just continued there until I met my husband, really kind of just managing. And once we moved in together, he noticed I was in a lot of pain, despite the fact that I kind of smiled through it all the time because I thought, you know, I'm just going to, I have to live with this. I have to make the best of this. And he didn't think that was good enough. And so he started doing some research and begged me to see another doctor now that we were in Los Angeles, and thought, oh yeah, there's definitely better care out here now. And there wasn't. And we exhausted those resources as well. But he came along the paleo diet. He came across it and I was reticent because nothing had helped. And, we adopted it for about 30 days and I felt like my life just shifted. I felt like this fog lifted. I became that exuberant person I used to know. I had energy. I was positive. I wasn't trying to like not go out and eat with my friends because I didn't know what would happen afterwards. It changed my whole life. And I had a dream job. Like I said, I was working for Tracy Anderson. Can't say enough good things about her or her company or her method, but I was working out, you know, 6 hours a day sometimes with the clients, and they were seeing some results, but not the kind that I was seeing. Like they were in shape and I was definitely in shape, but I wasn't well. And so after I kind of got a glimpse into just how powerful dietary change could be, I thought, you know what, this is definitely the story that I need to share, because no one around me, and still to this day, I mean, we kind of live in a bubble, but I don't think enough people understand the connection between what you're eating, how your body is functioning, how you're feeling emotionally. And so I wanted to kind of be an ambassador of this message because it was so important to me. I learned there wasn't something wrong with me. I don't have to just accept the way I feel, and I can go out and make a choice and make a choice to change it. And so that's what I've done. And that's why I've committed myself to spreading that message.
I love that. I think that's so cool. I love that you, the one thing that kind of stood out to me is I'm in shape, but not well, because I think as a society, we have such a hard time delineating the two. We see someone and maybe their aesthetics and they have a six pack, or they're very lean, or they're working out however many, you said what, like 6 hours a day. And then, but on the inside, they just don't feel well. And sometimes we lose track of what it even means to feel well, or what that could potentially feel like. So I think that's such a powerful message to get across, especially to women, because society tells us that we need to look a certain way, be a certain size, be a certain toned or leanness or whatever. And then there's no emphasis on feeling well. And we especially see that postpartum when it's like, get your body back. But it's like, but how do you feel? You know, that matters more than anything else. So I think that's really powerful.
Oh, I know. And I can tell you, when I was my most fit, I was definitely not happier. Right. I was less happy. So yeah. Exactly. It's really, really important for me to help other women find that.
That's so awesome. And I, you know, I talk about that all the time now that I'm postpartum. I actually like, you know, I might not be as quote unquote in shape or as, you know, ripped or whatever as I've been in the past, but I've never been happier and more proud of my body because of what it's done. And also I think there's this like cycle of I'm taking care of my body through supplementation and eating nourishing food and whatnot. And so that's an act of self-care and self-love, where sometimes fitness can be an act of self-care, but it can pretty quickly spiral and turn into more of an act of like self-deprecation or punishment or whatever. And so I think it's pretty important to delineate between the two and just kind of roll with, you know, acting, using food and movement to care for ourselves versus to look a certain way or to punish ourselves or whatever the case may be. So I'm glad you touched on that, because your story, I feel like, is one that so many women could learn from. And, you know, that shared experience, though it was probably tough going through it. But yeah. It's like, it's so cool what you can bring to the table now and the supplements that you've created as a result. I'm happy about. So that's great.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
Wait, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I can't even tell you how different my life is since I've gotten out of that vicious cycle, you were saying, really like focus on the self-care piece. And I really, really hope other people or other women explore that, because it's like light, night and day.
Totally. I love it. Okay. Before we get more into your journey, I just have to ask, because I know our listeners are going to want to know, what was it like on tour with Jennifer Lopez?
Of course, pretty amazing. Yeah. I saw her, I got to warm her up before every show. So I saw her perform probably 82 times, just front row seat, just hanging. And then I think we saw close to 50 different countries. I mean, we went to Istanbul and I went to South America and I went to Canada. And I remember in the Philippines and seeing these really young boys with guns, and we went into the Middle East and we had to change their costumes just so, you know, you didn't have so much bare skin showing, and just the education that came with that was remarkable. And being inspired by her and her whole team and just how fierce and just committed to her her audience and to her craft, really, really amazing. I met some of my best friends on that tour, and it was hard to be away from my husband for that long and definitely hard to find healthy foods, but that's just not the kind of opportunity you say no to. And I got to travel really closely with her and stay in the hotels that she stayed in. So you know I'm never going to do anything like that again. So I just can't even say enough good things. It was amazing.
That is so cool. I can only imagine the experiences. It's like that's for sure like a once in a lifetime, especially now that you have a kid. I can't imagine doing something like that with a baby. So how fun that you got to. It's like another life, huh?
Yeah. And you know, I had just married my husband. We were literally newlyweds. But even he was like, you just got to go. If she's asking, you just got to go. But yeah, imagine doing that with a child. She actually did it with her twins, which was remarkable. But yeah. No, I am not that way. We will never be doing that.
Well, I guess having the twins along made it so maybe it wasn't so much party all the time, or maybe it still was, but
not her so much. I mean, she didn't drink caffeine. She might go out and have fun, but she, you know, talk about self-care.
Yeah.
She does it very well.
Oh, that's cool. That's good to know. I really like her. I think she's awesome.
Yeah.
Sweet.
She's
okay. That's fun. All right. So now back to the nitty-gritty here. I'm curious to hear a little bit more about your healing journey. You definitely dove in pretty deep, but I like to ask, or I'm curious to know, you know, if there was a single hardest moment, like a low and then a high, like a, you know, what if you were to think back to the hardest moment of that journey, and then maybe the moment that where you saw the light again and things were really on the up and up.
Gosh, I think just the low. I remember a night when I woke up in the middle of the night and I just had these excruciating stomach pains, and Chaz was there and I didn't have any idea what I was supposed to do. I didn't think I'd ever be able to change this. And I was still working that job and at for Tracy Anderson and feeling exhausted, and my skin was breaking out, and I didn't feel like that, you know, sexy newlywed that I should be. And I felt like I was a burden to my new husband. And that was definitely my low. It was kind of like, well, you just married me and here it is, you know, the truth. And so it was just kind of the bottom of the barrel. So I decided, okay, I've got to do this. I got to just commit. I got to try whatever I need to do to heal myself so that I can, you know, be the best partner that I can be. And I think within that marriage, I think it took someone else needing me for me to do that for myself. I wish it weren't that way. That I just kind of said, you know what, I need me. But I think that's how it happened. And I'm so grateful for it. And the highlight is actually today. I think it just keeps getting better. And the more I learn, the more empowered I feel, the more well I feel, the more energized I feel, and the more I can give to other people, give to my son, the better mother I am. And just being able to kind of champion this message and to help other women, wow, that's the icing on the cake. So I'd say I have had a few low points. That was definitely the bottom. But today and every day hereafter seems to be just getting better. So I'm really, really fortunate.
That's so cool. And, you know, sometimes it does take someone else that it's like that deep love you had for him.
Yeah.
That helped kind of just like pull you out of the bottom. And then now you're doing it for him. You're doing it for yourself. You're doing it for your son. You're doing it for all the women and people that you're helping through your supplementation. I think that's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it. So let's talk a little bit about your master's degree in holistic nutrition. What was the catalyst for that specific decision to go and get that master's, and how are you using it today?
Oh, yeah. See, so we talked about hobbies before. My hobby is learning. And so it was like, whoa, I had this breakthrough moment and I see the paleo diet. That's really cool. I can't imagine that it's going to be the end of the road for everyone. And so I wanted to go back and really understand from the bottom up, like, how does food affect our body? And so I got that piece. And then I went to the eating psychology piece. And now I'm doing functional diagnostic piece. And these are just all ways for me to get better at helping others. And so what I would love to do eventually, when I'm not having so much mom duties, which I'm loving that too, I'm loving this phase, but eventually I want to work one-on-one with more people. What I'm doing in the meantime is I've created this 28-day program called Radiate in 28 that kind of gets people over to Whole Foods. And I have plans of incorporating testing into it from my functional diagnostic nutrition background so that we can get that specificity and we can get people an individualized protocol, because, you know, paleo is a starting place and it's a really good one, but it's not the end of the road. And there's food sensitivity. sensitivities and inflammation and hormonal issues and, you know, all of these different things that we need to address. And so my goal is just to kind of do it in three phases, get you over to Whole Foods, get you that paleo template, and then tweak it, address the gut. We're just partnering with one of the best leaky gut programs on the market. And so that'll be phase two. Phase three, I want to incorporate some testing and just basically give people the tools to stay out of the medical model, because I think there's this needs gap. You know, if you go to the doctor like I did with IBS or something else that's really annoying and definitely hinders the quality of your life, but there you're not sick enough, you're turned away until you are. And I think that's no way to live. I want to give people the tools and the food and the supplements and the support that they need to stay out of the system. So that's my goal, and that's how I'm trying to use it.
I love it. And is that program something that's available right now people could go sign up for?
Totally.
We'll definitely link to that in the show notes. So it's a 28-day, what's it called again? 28-day program, just so people can hear and register that.
Yeah, it's called Radiate in 28. And I did it a few years ago, just after, you know, after doing about 100 podcasts of my own, and then from my knowledge from the Masters in Nutrition program. And it just 28-day challenge, basically. But then after that, we do it three times a year seasonally, in January, in May, in September. And so anyone who starts at any point in time will be there forever, and we'll get access to this awesome Facebook support group. And then we just kind of come back to the principles and be really strict about them three times a year, and then just kind of do our thing and tweak the rest of the time. And I just keep giving you tools to kind of do the deeper dive that you can do once you get your training wheels on and you kind of get up to the pace with the paleo lifestyle.
Oh, I love it. Okay. And I will link to that in the show notes. I'm excited to check it out, and you guys should too. I don't like to say should, but perhaps you might be interested in checking it out too. It sounds really incredible. Cool. Awesome. So sounds like all of the work you put in to get that master's degree and to get your education, which I think this is something we should touch on as well. Love that you have the combination of holistic nutrition, but then also eating psychology. We've had episodes on eating psychology for this podcast in the past. It's a huge part of my practice because I don't think it's possible to separate nutrition from psychology, because we are so, one thing we talk about is like the very first way a baby knows it's loved is through getting fed. And so from the very first day of life, we connect food and emotions and love. And so it's so important to tie those two together, especially because our headspace when we eat directly impacts how that food is used in our body. So can you just touch briefly on that experience and what you've taken away and how you maybe implement that in your work?
Oh man, it's such a big piece of the puzzle. That's what I saw right away, is like, okay, well, you can tell people to do these things, but people are coming at from such different places and are eating for so many different reasons that it's not going to be effective unless you address this. And so I did do the program with Mark David and Emily Rosen, and it was amazing. And I learned that basically the way that you eat is the way that you do life. And so all of our eating challenges are here to teach us something. And we can't, like you said, tease apart those variables, like food is love. And so we kind of have to learn to work with ourselves and to kind of understand if you're emotional eating, for instance, which is something that a lot of people I work with struggle with. Basically, it's just your body screaming for you to pay attention to some part of your life, maybe to your primary relationship, maybe to your stress load, maybe to your feelings, maybe to the fact that you are not being authentic. It's just, there's so many different reasons that we're all eating in the way that we are. And I think this program, I love the 28-day challenge, because you have to address them. You have to look them in the face. You're looking at the way you're eating in a whole new light. And often you're having so many aha moments because of it, because of this kind of discipline and this awareness that you're cultivating. And people come away completely different people. It's truly amazing and truly transformational. And like you said, I don't think you can create a sustainable, healthy lifestyle without at least thinking about it.
Yes, I love it. That's so awesome. I think it's amazing how many different facets you have. You know, you're diving into this eating psychology, and then you're a holistic nutritionist, and then you also have this amazing supplement line, and they're all so intertwined, but also so unique individually. And I think that's really incredible. So good on you. It's really impressive.
Takes them all.
Yeah. And speaking of your supplements, let's dive a little bit more into Paleo Valley now, which, you know, I've said these people are probably sick of me saying that I love it. So what was the inspiration behind starting that? And then what did that journey look like to create this company?
Oh, wow. So I think right before I went on tour with Jennifer Lopez is when I kind of had my paleo epiphany. And then I went on tour for 7 months, literally a different country every day. And so I remember when my husband came and visited me in Paris, he brought like a suitcase full of beef sticks. And we thought they were healthy. And, you know, they still, like, I was eating them and still kind of getting some upset stomach. But I had to eat them because, not because like Europe and France, all these places didn't have high quality food, but simply because I didn't know where I was going. I was on call all the time. I couldn't. It wasn't realistic for me at that point. And so when I got back and we still were eating these grass-fed healthy beef sticks, and I was still noticing these issues, I kind of was like, wow, okay, we're here now. I'm having trouble finding healthy snacks. We're pretty obsessive, like in a good way. Chaz is really obsessive with doing things the right way. And me too. I really want it. We're a good partnership that way for this business. And so what we found was our first flagship product. We're like, well, we need a meat stick, you know, because it keeps your blood sugar stable. And if there's one thing I could, you know, start people on, it's I want people to have stable blood sugar.
I can't believe I didn't mention those yet. They are like a staple in our house with all the travel we've been doing, and life is just busy. And they're so, I can't express to you guys how good they are, because they are like no other stick. They're so moist and so flavorful, and Evie loves them. I just want to interject. Sorry, go ahead.
Love that. No, and it was that piece, the blood sugar stability. And then I think something else really interesting about grass-fed beef that not a lot of people know is coming from my mental health background, Dr. Felice Jacka. Have you heard of her?
No. Say her name again. Felice Jacka?
Yeah, Dr. Felice Jacka. She's out of Australia, and she does research on the intersection between diet and mental health. And of all the foods studied, grass-fed red meat was the most protective against anxiety and depression. So I thought, wow, okay, so we're going to do a meat stick. We're going to do grass-fed red meat because I think that could help people. And what we noticed was it's the standard in the industry to use something called encapsulated citric acid. And, you know, you can put it on a label and it just says citric acid. And so you think, oh yeah, lemons and limes are, you know, something healthy.
Right.
But when I said, oh, what is that? They told me it contains hydrogenated oil. Oh. It's generally derived from GMO corn. And I actually got sick to my stomach thinking, you know, because our first beef stick actually did contain it, the first iteration. And I was just like, whoa, I couldn't ever give that to somebody. And I was creating products for me and for my future family. And so we went back to the drawing board and we called, I mean, hundreds of manufacturers across the country, because I knew our ancestors fermented meat. We're going to have to do it. And so we found one finally way over in Wisconsin willing to do it, which is not, you know, people don't want to do it because it takes so long and you don't make as much money. But I just knew that's what we had to do. And so that's where that beef stick came from. And that's where the company began. And we just realized, wow, there aren't a lot of companies who are really getting down to not cutting corners at all, ever. And that's why we were going to be different. And so every product that we create thereafter is because there's a hole in the market, or because the companies that are doing it just aren't doing it in the way that we wish they would. So that's what our inspiration always is.
Hi friends, Laura here. I am so excited to announce that the Modern Mamas podcast has joined forces with Paleo Valley. If you've been following me for long, you know that I absolutely love and appreciate their products because they've been such an important part of my journey to health, and then also now Evie's journey, especially with her first foods. Our absolute favorite in this household is the grass-fed organ complex. We also love the beef sticks and their brand new turkey sticks and take them with us basically everywhere we go on all of our travels. Some other of our favorites include the organic super greens, which are great for smoothie bowls or smoothies or just taking down the hatch right as they are. We love the grass-fed non-denatured whey, the superfood bars, which are loaded with collagen, and I cannot wait to now try their new essential C complex. Don't miss out. You can get an awesome deal. Just head to our show notes for the discount code and link and try them for yourself. You will not be disappointed. Enjoy.
I love it. That's incredible. And the beef sticks, and you can taste the difference, I think. And I love that there's, they're probiotic because of the way that they're prepared, correct?
Totally. Yeah. 1 billion per stick. And we can't really say that because of course there's natural variation, but we have had some tests and it came up around 1 billion. And like you said, you know, for the most part, it's going to be around there.
It's so cool. I love it. And I feel so good giving them to Evie. And I love that it's giving her palate because there's the different flavors. And we started with the original. She loves that. Now she's into the summer sausage, and you guys also have turkey sticks now, which is cool. And so she's had them all, and except the jalapeno, she's not that into that one, but in time, I'm sure. But it's nice to help her get a taste for all of those flavors, which will then impact her palate moving forward.
Right. And I don't know if you have any listeners who have are on the autoimmune protocol, but we created the turkey sticks specifically to help people on AIP. So they are AIP friendly.
Oh, that's great to know. I love them and all of them. And my husband and I are eating, I don't want to say keto because I don't like to label or be dogmatic, but we're eating very low carb, very, very high fat right now, both of us. And we feel incredible. And so it's nice to know that they are, those don't have sugar and they've got good high quality fats in them and good amount of protein. And they're just, it's a really awesome snack to have around the house for busy days. And then also on the road or on the plane or wherever your travels might take you.
Yeah, they're definitely lifesavers, and especially the beef, because for keto, which I experiment with, I kind of go in and out, but yes, because of the higher amount of fats, those little beef sticks are perfection if you're trying to do that.
Yes, I love them. I'll buy like a brick of cheese. Like I'll get, when I always bring the sticks with me, and then I will go first thing to the store, buy a jar of kraut and a stick of cheese and a couple of avocados, like a brick of raw cheddar or jack. And that's, I mean, that'll be my meal multiple days in a row, because it's nice because there's so much great flavor in those sticks that I don't feel like I'm just snacking. I feel like I'm actually having a meal. And actually, one thing I see on social media all the time, people are using your sticks and like slicing them up like sausages and putting them in eggs or salads. And I would never do that with jerky, but your beef sticks are so moist. Sorry if people don't like that word, but they actually work in that context as like a part of a meal versus just a snack food. And I think that's really cool as well.
I know. I even put it on my pizza, or like when we make. Yeah, they're super versatile. And like you said, I don't do it enough, but because I don't eat a lot of cheese, but that sounds amazing. I definitely have it with like some raw sauerkraut. Yep. Yeah, they're just perfect. The perfect food, awesome. In my humble opinion.
So in that whole journey to build Paleo Valley, which is probably like your first baby, you had your son. And so I guess, did Paleo Valley come before Maverick?
It did.
Okay, that's what I thought. So how did anything change with your approach or your role when you had him? How has it been being a founder of a company and then also being a mom? And how do those two things work together?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I just had no idea what life was like what life could be like until I had that little guy. And I was always obsessive about quality, but it's like I'm uber obsessed because every one of these products goes into Maverick's mouth. And so I am not going to put anything in our products that I would not feed directly to my child. And basically it's just like a game for me because of Maverick, like, okay, what other nutrients does he need? And how can I facilitate this for other moms? And so in even the product creation, he is constantly the inspiration. So that is so cool. And for me too. And how do you support a mom? I'm still breastfeeding. Mm-hmm. He's almost three. So I've had to like be really, really mindful of my own nutrition and, you know, just address any and everything that comes up. It's given me a reason to be really healthy, mm-hmm. and to make better choices. And another thing that's changed is my work-life balance. It used to be all about the company all the time. And now it's like, well, I want to do this, but I also want to be super present for Maverick and have that work-life balance and maintain that lifestyle. And so since the baby, we've kind of worked that into our whole company and just ensuring that not only I have the work-life balance, but that is an option. And that is what we want for every single employee that we have. Wow. And just kind of keeping each other in check, each other, like, don't be working too much, or, you know, take this afternoon off if you need, and hey, go to the zoo with Maverick this morning. Or, you know, we just give each other all of that latitude because we realize, you know, it is about the family and spending times with the people you love. That's as much as important for health as the products that we're creating. So we're really trying to just make sure that's always a priority in our business.
That's amazing. I got goosebumps. That's so cool. I love that you're still nursing. I have this like standing rule for myself. If my baby's around me, it kind of stays true for me always, except for wine. Anything I put in my mouth, she can have a taste of if she reaches for it. And so similarly to what you were saying, like, it makes me so, I'm already pretty cognizant of what I put in my mouth, especially because I am nursing as well. But, you know, it was like pregnancy, super cognizant because I'm growing a baby and then postpartum, then I'm feeding her. But now she's eating and I want her to have a very like healthy kind of, you know, baby led type. If she reaches for something, she gets to try it. She just gets all the flavors, everything. And so I love that you're kind of in the same boat where like, it's almost been this symbiotic relationship where because of her, I'm eating so nutrient dense. And then because I'm eating nutrient dense, she's getting those nutrients. And so it's this like nice kind of cycle of just health and I think that that's cool that, because, you know, it's important. Sometimes it's easy, or not easy, but sometimes it happens where moms have a baby and then self-care kind of goes out the window. But yeah. I look at self-care, especially with nutrition, as not just self-care, but also care for my child. So I think that that's pretty cool that you're on the, you're focusing on that too. And he's 3, you said?
He's almost 3. Yeah. And I've never been better at self-care. And I know, like, it's just a pattern of mine throughout my life. If I need to do it for someone else, I'm way, way better at it. So he's given me that. He's like nurturing me.
That's so cool. Really, yeah. I love it so much. That's so great. Okay. Well, let's dive in. So we've talked about the beef sticks. Let's dive into, I know what a lot of our listeners are super intrigued by, because I talk about it all the time. I sprinkle the organ complex on Evie's runny egg yolks and feed her it with a spoon, and she's so into it. So let's talk about that organ complex. We get asked about it all the time. What made you decide to create it? So those of you who don't know, I guess tell us a little bit more about the supplement, because you can probably explain better than me, and then what led you to create it.
Okay, so our organ supplement is basically, I'll tell you why I created it first, and that's because I was pregnant. And I knew, okay, this is the one time I just have to be uber cognizant of what I'm eating, and I need to have as much nutrient dense food as possible. And of course, I was in my program at the time, so I learned all about organ meats. They're nature's multivitamins, literally. I also learned 95% of us are nutrient deficient in at least one nutrient, according to the USDA, which, you know, has, you know, important repercussions when you're pregnant. And so I tried the, I'm going to freeze the liver and I'm going to put it into balls and I'm going to force it down my throat and swallow it whole. And it just didn't go well. It would come up and I would have liver burps. And if I couldn't do it when I was pregnant, I knew I would never be able to do it, because I was more committed than ever. And I realized I'm just not going to eat them either, because I'm not like a kitchen goddess. I tried so many different recipes. I tried just putting it in raw in my smoothie. It was not happening. And so I thought, well, I need to figure out a way to do this. And so we just freeze dried heart, liver, kidney, and brain, and from grass fed and finished animals, of course. And then we just put them into capsules so you can just swallow it whole. And if you do 4 capsules a day, it's the equivalent of about 2.5 ounces of liver or organs a whole in a week. And Weston Price recommends about, you know, 2-3 ounce servings per week. And so I thought, okay, this is maybe not the end of the road for everyone. I don't expect everyone just to take this and never eat organ meats. If you can eat organ meats, I am super jealous. I just can't. And I know that it's not super palatable in this country. And they also have a really short shelf life, so people don't want to sell them. There's just a number of obstacles to being able to incorporate these super nutrient dense and really, really beneficial foods into our diet. And so I wanted to make it possible. And so that's why we did it.
I love it. I totally tried. Like, I love Liz Wolf so much. And she talked about this like strawberry smoothie where you just put strawberries and then like frozen liver, raw liver. And I did it like 3 times. And it's not something, I'll do it on occasion, but it's not something that I'm going to do every day, where every single morning, a part of my self-care routine as I make my coffee and whatnot is I take my liver pills and so, or my organ complex. And so I also like that there's a combination. So it's not just liver. So there's liver, brain, kidney, and heart, correct?
Exactly. We are going to be removing the brain, but right now these batches that are coming out, they do still contain the brain.
Okay.
And like you said, we did that because everyone has different benefits.
Mm-hmm.
And our ancestors ate them all. And so mm-hmm. it is mostly liver, because liver, when I would eat it, when I was able to choke it down, would make me so energized that I would like do a happy dance. I just could not be happy and moving. And so I knew, okay, we want it to be primarily liver. It's really nutrient dense. But yeah, we wanted to include so many different things, like eating nose to tail. I mean,
mm-hmm. that's what we're trying to do. It's good for the environment. It's good for our bodies. It's good on so many levels. So that is awesome. We got some specific questions about sourcing. So how do you source these organ meats?
Yeah, so that has recently changed, and I love that you asked that. Now, New Zealand has had really great standards, and that's where we have been sourcing them, grass-fed, grass-finished. That's been great. Now, as our company kind of grows and evolves, we've become really, really conscious, and we want to focus more on sustainability and on – we want to kind of have you heard of soil carbon or carbon farming or regenerative agriculture? We're really into
–
yeah, we want to bring the health back to the soil. And we know ruminants are a big part of that. And there's nothing wrong with getting the organs from New Zealand, but we wanted to do that here. And so we went and got a company that wasn't originally doing that, found that they were doing grass-fed and grass-finished, all the right things, It's actually the same company that we get our beef sticks done from, and just said, can we use your organs? They're from extremely healthy animals, and we would be supporting the American businesses and the regeneration of the soil right here on our own turf.
That's so cool.
So we switched to American sourcing, but of course, grass-fed, grass-finished. They don't use antibiotics. They don't use hormones. They don't use pesticides. And so we definitely take every care and precaution necessary. Now, the brain is a different instance. We are still sourcing that from New Zealand, mm-hmm. and probably we're removing it, but we would do that because they have special surveillance. They've never had a case of mad cows over there. Mm-hmm. And so ongoing surveillance, like I said. And so we just felt safer about that. And but we are removing it, like I said, only because, not because we don't think it's beneficial, but because scaling with that, we constantly, if you've ever been on our website and the organ complex is out of stock, it happens all the time. And it's because mm-hmm. we're waiting on the brain.
Yeah.
So yeah, we realized, okay, we could get this out to more people if we just removed it, and then we could keep it all domestic. So
I love it. That's so yeah. awesome. And I see when things go out of stock, I'll email and be like, hey, I'd love some more, whatever, whatever. But I'm also like, I kind of love that it's out of stock, because to me, that's a testament to how picky you are about and selective and how much care goes into making the product. Now, as you guys grow, of course, people want it to be in stock when they need it. So I love that. First off, I love that you're going to start sourcing within the US, because I think that's so huge to keep the business here. It's more economically friendly. It's more environmentally friendly, more sustainable, all of that. I think that's incredible. But then also, I imagine that it will be easier to keep things in stock. And I know our listeners will be happy about that. And I will too, because I hate when I run out. Like you were saying with the liver and the energy, I genuinely feel a difference. If I skip the pills for a day, I do not have the same amount of energy as I do when I take them. So,
well, yeah. And there's an actual study about this anti-fatigue factor. Have you ever heard about it?
You know, I think a little bit, but not a ton. Tell us more.
Yeah, you just, like, they fed the rats either just a regular diet, or a regular diet plus B vitamins, or a regular diet plus liver. And then they dropped these little poor rats in a drum of water to see how long they could last swimming. And I think the diet, the regular diet and the diet with B vitamins, they last around 15 minutes. But the ones who had liver were still going at like 67, 70 minutes. And some of them just never stopped. So it was like
That's crazy. Four to five times.
Yeah, the amount of energy.
I have a blog post somewhere, and I talk about how, for me, like probably one of the only actual superfoods is organ meat. And I might get shamed for this or yelled at or whatever. I don't think there's a plant-based superfood, because no plant-based food can do the same things that properly raised animal organ meats can.
I would have to agree with you, and believe me, on our Facebook ads, oh man, I have this discussion all the time. But like you said, I've never seen it in my own life, in my mm-hmm. experience with other people. It is incredible what people write in telling me about when they've incorporated this supplement into their life. Anemia, their hair is growing, their energy is different. It's pretty incredible.
I was a vegetarian for about 7 years, and I lost my period and went off birth control and everything, and then it took 6 years to get it back. And without a doubt, organs are what helped as a big piece of that puzzle to bring my fertility back. And now I have my daughter. So I will talk until I'm blue in the face about the power of organ meat.
I love that. It's such an important message. I was actually just listening to Lierkith Keith's book, The Vegetarian Myth, this weekend.
That's one of the books that made me come out to vegetarianism. It's incredible.
It's incredible. Yeah. And this is going to be my second time going through it all. But yeah, I applaud you, because there is such a misconception in this country about animal products and organ meats. I mean, I run our ads and people are just like, you are disgusting. Like,
oh, God.
And so, you know, us here in this bubble might understand it, but yeah, we definitely need to get the word out, because they're a huge missing piece. And they're one of the main reasons, I sincerely believe this, that we're all so nutrient deficient. So. Mm-hmm.
I love it. And have you heard, do you know Diana Rogers? She's coming out with she's working on a documentary called Kale vs. Cow.
Yeah, we contributed to it.
Oh, good.
At Paleo FX. My husband met her. I was running around my 3-year-old, so I didn't get to actually meet her, but
she's incredible. And we'll link to that. If you guys haven't heard, there's this documentary. And there, you know what I love about this is it kind of goes into what you were talking about the sustainability of ruminants, grass-fed ruminants, and how they're actually they benefit our environment and the soil and all the things. And so she's helping to create this documentary called Kale vs. Cow that's going to dive into that. And what I think is incredible is that there are actual vegans who are still vegan who support this documentary and who are going to be on the documentary and who are advocating for what she's saying, because not all cows are created equal in terms of the way that they're raised. And so,
you know, we're so hung up on the negative impact of like conventional farming in these feedlots, and we've lost touch with, as a society, with the immense importance of raising ruminants, so cows, bison, et cetera, on grass, on pasture, in the way they're supposed to be raised, and how that impacts our health, the environment, so many things. So I am so excited for this one.
Oh man, me too. And like you said, it's not the cow, it's the how. Mm-hmm. And that's something that some vegans are going to join the effort, because yeah, huge misconception. And at this time, it's like, we can't leave this problem for our children. We have to fix it now. And I know we're going to, you know, reduce emissions. That's a really important piece of the puzzle, but we also have to remove the carbon from the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And this is such a big piece of it. So yeah, I just can't wait. I think it's going to be the beginning of something really, really big. And I'm excited to be at least a little part of that.
Love it. I think you're a bigger part than you know. So awesome. So we have one more question from listeners about the organ complex and pregnancy. So she asked if it's safe to take during pregnancy. Her doctor said no, especially in the first trimester because of vitamin A toxicity. I've gotten this question a lot. I know how I feel about it. She's nervous to take it now because the doctors told her that. So I'm curious to hear your thoughts on that. You already mentioned you took it during pregnancy, as did I. So what are your thoughts? Have you gotten that question before?
Totally. And you know, because I really like to research, and I do as best I can with what I know. But I also sought out the advice of Dr. Chris Masterjohn, because I know this guy is a genius, and he does whole podcasts just dedicated to a single nutrient. But I asked him about this specifically, and he told me that this all goes back to one study in 1995. And I actually looked it up after he told me about it. And what they found was women who had more than 10,000 IU of vitamin A in the first 8 weeks, they did seem to have an increased risk of birth defects. But what you have to understand is, A, after this study was released, there was like 7 to 8 letters to the editor, people criticizing this study. For instance, you notice if people had like an average intake of vitamin A, they actually had a reduced risk of birth defects. And for those who had higher risk, they actually had an average risk of birth defects, according to all of the other studies, or many of the other studies seen. So it seemed like there were definitely some anomalies. The second thing is, it was correlation. It's not like they gave them vitamin A and then saw what happened. It was like they asked them what they had been eating.
No.
And this includes most commonly fortified breakfast cereals. I mean, most women, this was back in the 80s when this was conducted, were not eating liver. They weren't eating organ meats. It was because they were taking synthetic supplements and that they were taking fortified breakfast cereals. So we can't then assume it was because of foods like liver. It's more likely that it is something about the synthetic supplementations, that our body can't metabolize them correctly, that they can build up and be a source of toxicity for certain people. Or it could be something about the breakfast cereal, or it could be something about the behavior of those two kinds of people, the people who eat the breakfast cereal, the people who are taking the supplements in excess. We just don't really know. What we do know is that foods, when you eat liver, if you eat liver, like 2-3 ounce servings a week, you're going to get about 60,000 IU, which is less than the 10,000 IU a day that they found to be associated. And in my opinion, I just don't think that food is going to be handled in your body the same way as synthetic supplements or fortified breakfast cereal. Another interesting thing is that they found out, in the context of like an adequate intake of vitamin D, it takes twice the amount of vitamin A to actually cause these birth defects. So the thing is, it's like the data is kind of a mess. There have been other studies who've shown that women who take more than 30,000 or 20,000 IUs a day of vitamin A haven't had these effects, and it probably won't ever be settled. And so what I like to tell people is, your doctor is going to tell you that, yes, because, you know, they don't want anything to happen. But this study that did show harm, that was published in 1995, is based on the first 8 weeks. And so if you're really, really concerned, I just wouldn't do it at that point. Or what I did is just have our organ complex in the amount of 4 capsules a day. And it was like, that equates to about 2.5 ounces of liver per week, which is way lower. It would be far, far below 10,000 IU a day. But this isn't true if you are also taking like a tablespoon of cod liver oil. And if you're eating a ton of eggs, there will be other dietary sources of vitamin A that you might want to watch. But this is, of course, not medical advice. You have to talk to your doctor. But if it's food-based, I think it's different. If you're really concerned, just watch that first 8-week period. I'm interested to hear what your thoughts are, too.
I couldn't agree more. I knew that the science was potentially flawed, but I didn't know in to what extent. And so hearing the details, I'm going to go find the episode from Chris Masterjohn because I love him. But yeah, I feel the same way. My biggest thing that I always tell people is like real food forms of vitamins and minerals are so different from synthetic. And we know that about folate versus folic acid. We know that, you know, and if you're eating a real food diet and not eating a bunch of synthetically fortified milks and cereals and whatnot, like you mentioned the vitamin D and vitamin A in combination and how they work together. And that's how nutrients are supposed to be taken in. They're supposed to be taken in as food in real food form, because there's this beautiful relationship as the different micronutrients work together to, you know, for to be bioavailable in our systems and whatnot. And so I just feel as though if you're eating, if you're taking these supplements as a part of a real food diet, in my opinion, and again, I'm not a doctor, so ask your doctor, but your doctor is probably going to have a potentially different opinion. My belief is that as we eat these foods in, with a real food diet, they serve us so well. And so, and also tuning in, like, how do you feel? You take the supplement and you feel so much better. You have more energy. Your body probably is asking for it. If not, then maybe back off a little bit. Like you said, if you're unsure in the first 8 weeks, don't take it. I did. I took 4 pills when I could. I had a lot of morning sickness. So once I could take them down, I took the whole serving, and then immediately postpartum, I took the whole serving, and now I do half serving a day. Yeah, it's a matter of listening to your body. And then all we're here to do is provide information based on our experiences and our research, and then empower you guys as the listeners to do what you want with it, to ask the questions of your doctor. And if your doctor comes back with something like that, like a little bit of a scare tactic, then I think it's important to ask a little bit, dive deeper and ask them why. Like, show me what you know, show me what you've read to create this opinion. And I think that our doctors and our medical, just our medicine in general, they owe it to us. We deserve to have the why behind the opinion and not just take it at face value, because empowerment comes through asking questions, and that's the best thing we can do as individuals and as parents and, you know, throughout it all. So I couldn't agree more. And yeah, that's my thought.
Love that. And like you said, it should be a relationship and a cooperative effort. And I just wanted to, the only thing I want to mention too is that our ancestors consumed about 10 times more fat-soluble vitamins, so like 10 times more vitamin A than we do today, and they would actually seek out liver and organ meats for their pregnant women. So like you said, we are not telling you to do anything, but I just think that's kind of interesting and something you could share with your doctor. And our podcast is released, I think, tomorrow, where Dr. Masterjohn actually talks about it, and so share that with your doctor. Yeah. And if they're minded, yeah.
So you have an episode with Chris Masterjohn.
Yeah, you know what? It's released tomorrow. I think it's like hacking your nutritional status. And about maybe around the 30-minute mark is when I just dive into this question, because I had always wanted a really deep dive into the research, and I knew he was the one.
He's incredible. I will download. I'm going to download that as soon as we get off this call. And then I will also link to it in the show notes for this episode, so you guys can go find that as well.
Awesome.
Sweet. And on that note, speaking of the complex, we are going to launch a giveaway to you guys. So tune into both Jess and my Instagrams this week. We're launching it the day this episode goes live, and 2 winners will get a bottle of the organ, the Paleo Valley Organ Complex. So that's exciting. That will last a week. And so right now, as you're listening to this, go check out our Instagrams. You'll follow Paleo Valley. You'll follow me. You'll follow Jess. And there'll be a couple more things to do to enter. And a couple of you will get a bottle delivered right to your door. So stay tuned for that. Check in on our Instagrams. We're super excited.
Awesome.
I love it. Okay. So where can we find you? And also, is there anything new we should be looking out for coming from Paleo Valley? I just got the vitamin C, which is awesome. And then I also got the turkey sticks. I know those are both new. Anything else we should be looking for? But first, where can we find you?
Oh, geez. Okay. Yeah. PaleoValley.com is our website, but you can also just reach out to me personally at Autumn, AUTUMN at PaleoValley.com. Happy to answer any and all questions. And we are always coming out with new products. I think we're reformulating our greens powder, which doesn't have cereal grasses, and it's going to taste even better. And then we have a new bone broth protein powder, because we did a little investigation out there, and we called around to the companies who are selling the collagen powders and found out pretty much all of them, they're not grass finished. And so they just say grass fed. I'm not saying that they're all not being honest about their marketing, but we okay, well, no. This should be grass-fed and grass-finished. And so we found the company doing that, and we're making a powder from bone that's going to be, you know, non-allergenic. You get all those benefits of bone broth. So I think that's our newest little baby, but we're always working on stuff. So make sure you subscribe to the email list if you want, and try Radiate in 28. I'm here for you. Whatever you want to know, you can just email me directly.
You're such a rock star. Thank you so much. And we will link to all of this stuff. So head to either Jess or my website and click the podcast link, and you'll see links to everything that we've talked about. And we are just so grateful to have had you on. You can find me at laura.radicalroots on Instagram. Jess is jess.holdthespace. You can always email us at modernmamaspodcast@gmail.com. And just like Autumn said, we are also here for you. And I'm so grateful that you've come on the podcast and that we were able to connect. And this is really fun for me to get to know you better. And now I have a destination to go travel to see you and meet your little man. And I'm just so grateful. So thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, it's been amazing. So get over here. I want to meet your little one too.
I can't wait. I love it. All right. Well, enjoy your afternoon, and I'm sure we'll talk soon.
Okay. Bye, Laura.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. See you next time.